It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Someone in Kentucky randomly decided to run over a snowman on Monday. Jeez. But he didn't realize it was built over a tree stump.
Yeah.
So the guy who built the snowman posted a picture showing the tire tracks and a bumper-shaped dent in the snow against the stump.
Oh,
that's great. I love stuff like that.
Right on.
See?
Love it. That's great. I know.
Karma.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Look, I'm
going to
run over this snowman.
Jeez.
There's a guy in Pennsylvania who has an emotional support alligator.
Okay.
He says
All right.
The gator's so domesticated, he acts like a dog. And the guy even takes him to the senior center to spend time with other people there.
I'm seeing a trend.
Wow, apparently alligators are much friendlier than we all thought.
Right yesterday, up until they bite you take off your head.
I know, the woman yesterday taking selfies.
Yeah.
Four-foot
alligator.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I think I could take a four-foot alligator.
You think, okay.
How tall are you?
I'm 5 feet.
Okay, so
a foot
shorter than you. I think I could take that alligator.
To here, yeah. So, yeah. I got scared. There was a little lizard in my driveway, like my porch area, I told you a while ago. I swear it was like that, what, 3 inches, 4 inches? I wouldn't go out. There was a package on my porch. I wouldn't go out. A little lizard. It looked like, and I called
lizard?
My friend, and I said, there's a lizard. It's not, do you know how much bigger than the lizard? I know, but he looks like a gator. He looks like a little gator.
You didn't take him inside, take selfies, watch movies?
I know, I should have. And do you know he didn't move? He didn't move for like an hour. I mean, didn't move his stance.
Because he was messing with you.
I know.
He was in your head, man.
And then finally he was gone. It was like, he's in my house. He's in my house. I know he came in my house. He's going to be in my pants or my underpants.
You wish.
You know me well, partner.
Yep.
The town of Braddock, Pennsylvania. This is so cool. I think they should do this in politics. They're holding open auditions for their next mayor. The decision was made after one of the two mayoral candidates was registered to vote in two towns. So they said, no, this is not fair. So the city council president, Tina Deuce, says they'll give any interested resident 5 minutes to audition. I don't know if this is, it can be singing, it can be dancing, whatever you want to do. And then they'll select the winner that night. It's like a big, you know, like you work a competition. Yeah.
Well, that's where you don't want to be first. That's where you don't want to be first.
No, what is he doing? Is he doing tap? I'm not going to do tap. I'm going to do hip hop, man. I'm going to do a little hip hop and a pop and lock.
Pop and lock.
Mayor pop and lock. That's right.
Pop and lock.
Pop and lock. It's our new morning show.
Yeah.
And a real estate agent from China arrested because he was, oh my God, silly me. He was married to three different women.
Why?
Yeah, exactly. You want more than one wife? 36 years old, and they all had apartments within a half mile of each other.
Wow.
But, you know, you got to, I mean, if you're doing that, you got to get there quick.
Sister
right?
Wives International.
Yes, exactly.
Talk about the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. Well, he was able to keep them secret, these marriages secret. And then he always told his wives he was traveling for work. And
of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the cops found out and he said, I didn't know marrying three women was illegal. Yeah. I had no idea. One of the wives, of course, found text messages to another wife and then told the other two.
Texting, see?
I know.
You don't text or write.
Yeah.
No, if you're married to three women, you do not text or write.
And the three women are friends now.
Yeah, and they're exactly.
They're best friends.
Oh, my God, I can't even believe it. Did he do that to you? Yes, he did.
Let's have wine.
Too. Yeah.
Wow.
Crack it open. It's Friday. Your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.